It is very common that you will get a call or email from someone who found you online, and eventually that call will lead to the same question. How much does it cost? We notice that a lot of practices answer this "how much does it cost" question just too quickly, allowing the prospective patient to just stop engaging and you lose the opportunity for converting them into a booking. Regardless of what pricing we give, any price will be too much if the person asking doesn't fully know, understand, and believe in the value of your service. And that's the problem with answering the question, how much does it cost, too quickly. And it often poses a major dilemma for practice owners who provide custom, high-level services. This sales script will help you dig into the prospect's problems and desires and better position you to help convert these inquiries into bookings. Our strategy is to never give an exact price until the correct value has been established. The only time you could consider not adhering to that strategy is if you knew your pricing was super competitive in the marketplace. Then, simple pricing information can work to your advantage. But most prospects, they haven't been trained in how to evaluate or purchase something, and they may only be looking at making a purchase like this a few times in their life, suggesting that they might not necessarily have all of the information that they need for evaluating how best to purchase it. As professional sellers who do this all day, every day, it's our job to help frame prospective purchasers' thinking around price or cost in a manner that will allow them to make the most informed decision. What something costs is just one factor among many in a purchasing consideration. For less sophisticated buyers, however, price is the most concrete factor and the most logical for which they will use. This is why these types of buyers usually ask about pricing so quickly. It's just so much easier. When considering how most prospects respond once they hear the price, their reaction usually falls into one of four categories. The blow up. Whoa, that price is way too high, the highest by far of all the clinics. The negotiator. That is your list price, but I'm a special client. I deserve the best price. The player. They give you no reaction at all, and they just move to the next question as if nothing was said. And finally, the magician. That is helpful. Thank you. And then they disappear forever. Rarely does discussing pricing early in the sales process lead to a sale. When we do arrive at discussing the price too early, we've given the power to the buyer or prospect. In a time when information is freely available, price is the only negotiating chip that we have. The following script was produced as a guideline for helping practices convert more of their inquiries into consultation bookings. In this example, we used a tummy tuck as the inquired service, but the service itself is interchangeable, and many readers of this will notice similar patterns regardless of the service involved. Here are a few other items that you should keep in mind when following this sales script. 1. The rule of thumb when you receive a web inquiry is to call them back immediately, within 5 minutes. Don't allow the hot lead to chill any longer. The speed of response is your ally, as they will move on to someone else who is more responsive if the period of time is too long for them. 2. To quantify prospects, please use the NBAT method. That's the needs, budget, authority, and time, which tries to get as much information regarding those areas in respect to your prospective patient. Then, transition to identifying their three I's. What are their issues, the importance, and the impact they will have? 4. Know how to address any objections that they may have in your favor. Adding a list of pre-completed frequently asked questions regarding a service to your prepared script will help ensure whoever is following the script will be well-armed to handle your prospective patient's inquiries. Point 5, don't ask for them to book a consultation after the first few lines of a conversation, unless they are super keen and ready to go. It is like proposing marriage after the first date. And finally, our sixth point, be prepared to have a long conversation with them over the phone. Some can be up to 30 minutes or even longer. Your conversion rate will go up in proportion to the engaged time spent with the prospect. Before your call, let's look at your pre-call activities. If this is a scheduled call, it is critical that you take 10 minutes before every call to get into the right state of mind to carry out the call as effectively as possible. Do not rush into the call without preparing and carrying all the emotions and franticness that could be going on in your day-to-day activities into the call. Here are some strategies for handling that pre-call period. First, your mindset. Set aside whatever's happening in your life and get centered before jumping on the call. Do some body warm-ups, star jumps, or body weight squats to get the blood flowing and to awaken your current state. Take some deep breaths, close your eyes, and get focused. Maybe visualize a fantastic call and closing. Some of the ways that you want to prepare is ensure that you are in a quiet room that's free from distractions. Use a hands-free headset to make the call, ideally using voice over IP, so incoming text or other calls do not distract you. Keep your mobile phone out of reach to eliminate any distractions on your end. Turn off your computer, or at least close your laptop and all tabs to eliminate any and all distractions. You should have a pen and pad ready to take notes. Do not use your computer. Print out any survey questions that your prospect may have filled out when booking the call to reference on your call. Have our sales script printed out in front of you, along with any other information you have about the prospect. Have their phone number in front of you or input it into your phone, ready to call exactly on time down to the second. And finally, record all calls to listen to and analyze daily or weekly. And an extra tip, add the person on LinkedIn the day before your call and let them know that you're looking forward to your call with them. Now, how does the call unfold? We've broken it down into various parts. In part one, you're building rapport. Start the call with a warm and friendly tone, establishing from the outset that this isn't going to be an aggressive, high-pressured sales pitch. You want to warm up the call. Use a friendly, calm opening. Hi, Kathy, it's Quinn calling for our 2 p.m. appointment. How's your morning or afternoon going? Hopefully they reply, I'm doing fantastic and have already got my workout in for the day. Or, fantastic, I've had a productive day so far and expecting things to only get better. From there, find common ground. Engage in casual conversation. Where are you from? Oh, great, yeah, I've heard many nice things. And add something in there regarding their area, city, or state. Just make sure to write down whatever they tell you as you're listening. Get to know them. Take those notes so that you can refer to them later on. Some additional tips is get them to elaborate when you can. Find out their interests and likes without getting into them too deeply. Use humor when possible. And try to find common ground. People prefer to buy from others that are similar to them. Which brings us to part two, where you're setting up the call and taking control. You want to take control and assert through your tone and actions that you will be leading this call. He who has control wins, and control must be taken even by force. So be confident, assertive, authoritative, professional, and the expert in your field who is in charge. Let them know that they are in the competent hands of a master. set the stage and expectation of the call so that they understand what to expect moving forward and get their acknowledgement and commitment. Okay, great. Let's move into the purpose of this call, if that's okay with you. Okay, fantastic. So, Kathy, this is how this call will go. I'll start off by asking you some questions about you and the treatment candidate form which you filled in. Then we can determine if it sounds like we can help you with what you're looking for and if we're a good fit. I do this by asking a few questions about you, your current conditions, and what you've previously done to address the problem. And then we determine what you want to do in the future and ultimately what you're looking to accomplish or get help with. If after that it seems that what we have to offer would be a good fit, I'd be glad to share with you all of the details and answer any of the questions that you may have at the end of the call. And then I can offer you the opportunity to take advantage of what we've got going on right now. Does that sound fair enough? Does that sound okay? At this point, wait for their acknowledgement and then move forward. If you're asked any questions about pricing or what you have to offer before you've reached the end of your call, politely let them know that you will address these questions at the end of the call once you know that you are the right fit for your program. If you are asked any questions about pricing or what you have to offer before you've reached the end of your call, politely let them know that you will address these questions at the end of the call once you know that they are the right fit for your program, product, or services. You are qualifying them to allow them to purchase from you. You're making it clear that you do not provide your services or products to anybody or everyone. This changes the psychology of the sale by avoiding the usual cat and mouse sales process. This is subtle but very powerful. Always pause after questions, let them speak. Even after you believe they have finished their answer, stay quiet for another 2 seconds. This does two things. One, it allows you to ensure that they have 100% finished what they want to say and that there is nothing else for them to say that would make them second guess their previous statements and keep interjecting with more information. And two, it demonstrates that you are listening to them and not simply trying to sell your agenda. You're really listening and are prescribing a solution based on what they are telling you, which is infinitely more powerful. After establishing that control, we move to part three of our call, which is where you find out what your prospect's why is. It's incredibly important that you find out the real reason why they booked you into this call. What is their why? So, Kathy, tell me, what do you think your biggest motivation was for taking the time out of your day and scheduling this call with me? If you get a real reason and not some fluff like, I just wanted to see what you have to offer, then great. If not, you will need to probe and dig a little deeper. Once you get to their true deepest desires and appreciate the true reason why they called you, only then will you be in the best position to positively move the conversation closer to a conversion. You can dig deeper by asking open-ended questions like, okay, can you tell me more about that? What do you mean? Why do you believe you are experiencing this? Okay, so why is that important to you? What have you done previously to try and fix this? Have you seen other doctors or surgeons for a consultation? And if they say yes, then ask what happened during these consultations. Why are they continuing to look? We do this to unearth the reasons why they were not happy with any previous providers, as you can use that information to build up your case in these particular areas. And some final open-ended questions that you can use: how long has this been going on for? What has prompted you to look at this now? What isn't working and why? And why do you feel you haven't achieved this yet? Which brings us to the fourth part of our call, figuring out where they want to go. Once we know their why, Get your prospect to tell you about where they want to go and their desired outcome. Have them describe exactly what life would be like after they get to that outcome. One way you can do this is by saying, Kathy, if we were having a conversation 12 months from today and you were looking back at the past 12 months, what would have needed to happen for you to be happy with your results? Here are some other variations on that same theme. What are you looking to achieve in the next 6 months? What would that do for you? Where do you want to be? What do you want to achieve? What would that do for your lifestyle? What are your goals? What would you like to see your progress achieve? Getting an answer to these questions is valuable information before you move forward with the phone call. It's important that you get this temperature check of exactly what they want to achieve and why. Then, by helping them to paint this vivid picture of what this would exactly feel like to accomplish, it will help provide the context of what your products and services need to address. Which brings us to part 5, the admission. At this point, we want to get an appreciation of their feelings as it relates to their inquiry. Get them to express everything they've been doing. Share examples of how they've struggled, all of their frustrations. Get all of their challenges out, what has worked, what hasn't, and why. Not only will this help you to understand the scale of the issue, but it will also help you bond emotionally with that prospect, as they'll begin to share and relax with you. I haven't been able to lose weight or my tummy fat after having my babies. Okay, well, what are you doing specifically to address that? You know, get them to admit to everything that they have or haven't tried. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not really important and 10 being extremely important, how important is this for you to do? Now note here, if it's not important to them, drop the call. If they don't have a burning desire to solve this problem, it doesn't matter what you're charging, they most likely won't be a buyer. So, what you're telling me is that what you are currently doing is not working and it's time to finally do something about it? Which brings us then to the 6th part where you're delivering your value. After you've established the burning problem that they're trying to solve, this is the part of the call where you transition into the value that you promised up front, and we build them a bridge to get them there in the form of an action plan. Okay, Kathy, well, based on what we've discussed, I can definitely help you with that. Would you like me to show you a little of what we can do for that and what would be involved? This is the single most important part of your call, and this is where most sales presentations generally fall short. At this point, you want to prove to your prospect that you can help them by actually helping them, not just telling them what you will do and how much you will charge. Remember, no one likes to be sold, but everyone likes to buy. So you want to get your prospects extremely excited by solving a part of their problem on the call, or at least making it very clear on how you can help them to solve it. Ultimately, you want to leave your prospects better off than how you found them. Meaning, regardless of whether or not they choose to buy from you, you want to deliver value and create goodwill. This will have them thanking you at the end of the call. Remember, skepticism is rampant, and your prospect will have likely been told already everything you are telling them previously, but they still haven't achieved the results that they want. By following this sales script process and delivering the value to the prospect at this stage of the phone call, you prove that you are different from everybody else by giving them some immediate, tangible results in advance that demonstrates your value to them. How do you do this? Splinter off a tiny part of your offerings and deliver it right then and there on the call. Hashing out a problem, and then demonstrating how you could help them to solve it. This part of your script, you will have to write out yourself because everybody's service offerings are different. But as an example, if you are a cosmetic clinic, you can tell them different solutions for removing tummy fat and the pros and cons of each solution. And in order to know exactly which solution would work best for them, they would need to come in for a consultation so you can examine their conditions and medical history before giving them the best solution for their problem. Get creative and think about the unique ways that you can deliver value on these calls and show them that you are in a position to actually help. This strategy is almost like magic and makes people buy with as little resistance as possible. And once you've delivered on your value, it's now time to gain your prospect's commitment in part 7, getting their commitment. It's important that if you've identified on the call that the prospect is not a good fit for you and your clinic, politely let them know. And even if they still want to buy, do not sell to them. It will simply cause you more headaches in the long run and will drain you. Additionally, you can't build a clinic based off working with clients that aren't a great fit. So Kathy, based on what you've told me, it doesn't sound like I would be a good fit for helping you to get to where you want to go. But if they are a great fit, this is where you want to gain their commitment and begin moving into your service offerings. Does that sound like the type of help you're looking for? Would you like to know more of the specifics? It looks like it would be a great fit for my program or service. Do you want to hear more about how it works? Once you have their commitment, you can move to part 8, which is the prescription. This section of the conversation is to simply tell them an overview of what you've got on offer at your practice and what your program can help them to achieve. Tailor this to the specific problems that they told you that they were having earlier in the call, and position yourself as exactly what they need, because hopefully it is. Notice that this will be the first time during the call that you start talking about what you have to offer. At no point during our conversation have we told this person what we do. And this is intentional, as we don't want the prospect to feel like this call is about you and your practice getting a sale. Now, though, is the right time to start prescribing solutions to help them move towards their desired outcome. You will have to write this area of your script for yourself, as everybody's service offerings are different. But write it out in advance, read it aloud, and ensure that it rolls off your tongue. Practice saying it over and over again to get the delivery perfect. This overview should be no more than 2 minutes long. Don't waffle on and work yourself into a frenzy where you're just listing off any bell and whistle that your service can include. Be prepared and get used to delivering this overview and applying it specifically to each prospect's pains, fears, hopes, and dreams to make the prospect feel like your offering is exactly the answer that they are looking for. Use the same wording that they used earlier in the call to describe their problems and goals. Provide the features, and then finish with how this will translate into benefits for them, aligning the benefits with the goals that they described earlier in part 4. Which brings us then to part 9, where you do a temperature check and test close. Based on the prospect's tone and involvement in the call, you should have a really good read on if they are cold, warm, or hot. However, we still want to do a temperature check and test close by asking the prospect the following. Okay, Kathy, based on what we've discussed, why do you feel you would be a good candidate for this program? This question is powerful. It turns the tables and gets the prospect to start selling themselves on why they would be a good fit for you and why they feel they would be successful using your services. Well, other than money, which is what we are discussing next, is there any other reason that it wouldn't make sense to go ahead and get started today? Ideally, we are getting positive signs here, but if there are other reasons why they wouldn't go ahead, keep addressing them here before moving to part 10. Revealing the price should only be the last step once all other potential reasons have been explored. Which brings us to part 10, the pricing reveal. Before coming to this section, you need to make sure that the candidate is the right fit and they are ready and keen to move on with the procedure. All details have been checked off other than price. By doing that, you've ensured that pricing is the only thing left that you need to address. Through the earlier screening process, you should have identified if they had enough savings for the procedure or if they would need financial assistance, such as a payment plan. Almost 95% of prospects won't have the cash to pay up front, which is why we mentioned in the facilities in place section earlier in this guide that you need to prepare a very good financial plan option for your prospects. This will help you close sales or make bookings much easier. The tip here is to break the total payment into smaller installments so that it doesn't look so overwhelming to a prospect. Just note that any detailed pricing quote should have some sort of setup fee included. And this was for two reasons. One, to offset your customer acquisition costs. But two, to create urgency using a fast action bonus. Going back and forth following up with a prospect will cost you time, money, and energy. Let them know that you can drop the setup fee if they decide right now. Well, Kathy, the cost of the procedure is $120 per week that you would pay over a 12-month period after you pay the required 20% deposit, which works out to be around $2,000. Additionally, there is an initial consultation fee of $260 and a $500 setup fee where we do the paperwork, medical examination, and hospital check-in. However, I have found that those who are able to make decisions quickly, you know, be decisive and take action, are my best type of clients. So, for that reason, if we can get this all sorted out for you on this call today, I'll waive the initial consultation of $260 and the $500 setup cost off your total fee. So, you will save $760 right now. How does that sound, Kathy? Can we go ahead and get this set up for you? And that is the key right there. Don't say another word. By not interjecting and letting the decision of what to say next rest with the prospect, it will allow them the time to make an informed decision and keep you in the power position of not having to get pushy and salesy. The prospect may have more questions, may need more explanations, might need more information, but let them formulate what the best next steps are for them. And in an ideal world, they'll be responding, "Yes, let's do it." "Okay, great. We take Visa, MasterCard, or Amex. Which card would you like to use today?" Collect their details and start the process of completing the sale. Which brings us to part 11. Firming up and locking down. Congratulate them on their decision. Make them feel excited about their decision and confirm that they have made the right decision and are on their way to achieving their goals. Congratulations, Kathy, and welcome aboard. You've made a great decision today about moving forward, taking action, and reaching the goals that you laid out.